Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is the feast of the Visitation of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and from the United States we hear from Sister Connie Koch, a spiritual director and retreat director for the Center at Merriandale in Ossining, New York. Sister Connie is also the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Hope, and her preaching today is entitled Conspirators.
A reading from the Gospel of Luke. In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowly state of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. Indeed, his mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and sent the rich away empty. He has come to the aid of his children, his child Israel, in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham, and to his descendants forever." And Mary remained with her about three months, and then returned to her home. Megan McKenna, a favorite author of mine, in her book entitled Mary, Shadow of Grace, describes Mary's visit to Elizabeth as beginning abruptly. She reminds us that this is the first of three journeys that Mary will make to Jerusalem, and suggests that they mirror the journeys of soul and spirit that believers such as you and me make an imitation of Jesus. Mary leaves immediately after the Annunciation. She is informed that her cousin Elizabeth is also pregnant. So Mary acts with faith and immediately goes to serve her kinswoman who is in need. Though Mary is moved by compassion, she is also aware of her own desire for companionship. Megan calls them conspirators, people who breathe together to bring something hidden into the world. That something is the gift of new life and hope. That term, conspirators, reminds me of the communal experience of women religious in our call to mission in the world today. I believe that it was not a coincidence, but rather a God incident, that the International Union of Superiors General in Rome coincided with the gathering of cardinals for the conclave at the Vatican, and the election of our new Pope, Leo XIV. I certainly believe that our beloved Pope Francis may have made such a request to our gracious God upon his arrival in heaven. Sister Mary Barron, president of the International Union of Superiors General, said, "At this year's meeting, we are invited to continue to embrace the spirit of synodality, to walk not as individual congregations, but as a communion of hearts, minds, and hands, clearly echoing this gospel telling of Mary and Elizabeth." Even more so, our Dominican Sisters International Confederation continued to meet while still in Rome, listening and sharing prayer, ritual, and conversations, focusing on accompaniment for old and young as we continue to contemplate the global service of our preaching and our common life and mission. So today, on this Feast of the Visitation, I offer you these words of Sister Joan Chittister. We are invited to yet another visitation, to a time to embrace, to hold the child Jesus in the arms of our hearts for the life of the world, and to hold each other in the heart of God, and with each other, hold out in praise and joy the light of the world for the world. Amen.